Life is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. She was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if my favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? All right, everybody, welcome to episode 172 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. That's right, we are here recording, the three of us. Pete's back, Travis is still here, I'm here too. I mean, let's face it, that's all anybody cares about anyways. Nothing from the guys.
You being back, or...
Yeah.
The three of us being back.
In the last week, you've bitched about how I'll never wait to be introduced. So you either get to bitch about me jumping in before I'm introduced, or you get to bitch that I didn't say anything.
I don't think I ever said anything about him. I thought it was Matt. It was Matt Rodriguez.
In the last week, you specifically said, the guy who never waits for him to be introduced.
That was Matt Rodriguez on the Patreon episode.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
But if you're not listening to Patreon, then you're not aware of that. So,
anyways, we're all here. The three of us are together again. Superpowers unite. Something, I don't know. Travis Bowles is here. How are you, Trav?
Awesome.
Pete McCarthy's back. How are you, Pete?
I'm really good, because even though I missed the last episode, everybody commented about how you guys essentially suck ass without me, which always makes me feel really good. So
I got a few personal messages that said it was a great episode.
People not brave enough to write it online. But they'll send a private message.
Steve's also brave enough to lie right into a microphone. But...
My mom called me, said that, Stevie, I listened to the last episode.
It was so informative.
Wait, what is this? I just posted a picture of myself on Instagram. The first comment right now, nice Peaky Blinders hat. Eat a big bag of shit, Steven. Eat a big bag of shit. All the shit for you. Fairly certain that person was a Patreon person that watched us this morning. But,
not authentic.
But I'll take it.
I'm digging in.
I did enjoy the last episode. I had fun doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But of course, you know, I just
you
like
always,
Steven.
You always enjoy sex too. That doesn't mean Heidi always does.
Fact.
So
I think we all agree that the show is much better when all three of us are here.
I don't know.
I think we all agree that it's much better when Pete's involved. It doesn't have to be all three of us.
I don't know. When I'm not here and it's just you two, Pete gets really quiet.
I mean, I'm being serious here. I'm not gone very often, because but
never.
I think I have been gone once that I can think of, maybe twice in the whole run of this show. But
yeah, gee, I wonder. You should be able to brag about that, considering you held the iPad so we couldn't do it without
bragging. It was just stating a fact.
act like you're so important.
They never do it without me.
They know they need me. Yeah, we need you because you bring the equipment.
If either of you are gone, it changes the whole dynamic. It just does. If Travis is gone, it changes things too.
I'm so much nicer to you when Trav's not here.
You are. That's what it is.
It's because when you're here, there is some hope that you're going to jump in and at least help him out a little bit. It just doesn't feel like a fair fight when it's just Steve and I.
No, I think it's more you have an audience. So you're like, oh, I'm gonna have some fun at some people's
make,
expense.
I'm going to try to make Trav laugh.
That's true. Because if I insult you and it's just you and I laugh, I'm just a dick. That's exactly it. I'm an asshole.
He's just having an epiphany now.
And now I know the world's fucked up because you just said epiphany, used it correctly, and pronounced it correctly.
Shit is changing.
Fucking coronavirus, here we come.
It's making me smarter.
It's making me smarter. I've been having old people cough in my face all week. Well, I brought it up. Talk about it.
So, the obviously, the elephant in the room besides us three is...
And that's not a correlation to the size of our trunks. Yeah. We're just fat.
Coronavirus has changed our way of life here in Michigan. Our kids just got sent home from school for what it really equates to 4 weeks.
Well, not really, because they were like, you know, we're concerned, but we're not concerned about tomorrow. We'll be concerned 3 days from now. So go to school tomorrow, Friday. We'll take the weekend, and then by Monday, we got a feeling it's going to be bad enough. Don't come back.
Well, we were immune on Friday.
Right, right.
What?
If Governor Whitmer's brains were in her titties, the smartest person in the world.
We're not the only state doing this, are we?
No, we're not.
Okay.
We're
not.
No, but I don't know any other governor's names.
Okay.
Especially since Arnold retired. So.
So,
And I wanted to talk about Whitmer's titties, because she got some big old titties. So.
So the... The toilet paper craze has hit our area, which I don't personally understand, but it's here, and we know it's real. With our line of work, we know these things happen, and it's something that we got to deal with. We're hoping that these measures they're taking are going to help, but I am drastically afraid of some of the ramifications that are going to come from these measures when you start talking about the economy. And I'm not worried about my kid's education, whatever. I'm not really worried about...
He learns plenty when he stops home with a friend and I'm taking care of his mom. So
I'm not really worried about getting sick personally. I'm worried about getting, my loved ones sick, old people and things like that.
Right.
But my real concern is, am I going to be able to sell toys in a year?
Right.
That's my real concern.
Realistically, this is the way we've reacted thus far. And I think I said this to Travis was, oh my God, there's a spider in the bedroom. We should burn the house down. And I kind of feel like that's how we've reacted to it. I get it. Being in the public health industry, I totally understand what the concerns are, but I don't think we know enough at this point. The reaction is going to cost us far more than the action, at least right now. So I am concerned. I'm concerned about the school-age kids that don't have family structures like we have. Not only in the fact of, are these kids going to be able to eat for the next 3 weeks? We have started to rely on our school system to raise our children. And it's a problem. It was a problem before this thing, but we've made it the school's responsibility to feed them and to do all of these other things that are supposed to be our responsibility as parents. I'm worried about them, and I'm worried about the people that have jobs that don't necessarily care or can't afford to be flexible. Because people could work for the next 3 weeks and not actually make any money because they have to pay daycare, or they can't go to work because they have to be home with their kids and them losing their jobs. I mean, there's a lot more to this than what is
and the people making those decisions are trying to do what they feel is right for the masses, but those people making those decisions are not in a position for their kids to go hungry. They're not in a position to lose their job. They're not in a position to have issues because they have these huge support structures around them that they're completely taken care of. They're sheltered from the fallout, and that bothers me a little bit.
What do you think, Steve?
It's so hard to have an opinion because I don't feel like I ever get any real information. Like, I don't know where to trust what.
That is huge.
And so, yeah. And I also get that there are leaders that are making these decisions are damned if they do and damned if they don't.
Yep.
Very true. You know,
if they say, yeah, we're going to hold off, and shit hits the fan, people start dying, the finger's going to get pointed at them immediately.
Yep.
And you know, and if they crash the economy and it doesn't hit as hard as they're saying, then the finger's going to get pointed at them immediately.
And actually, the only other side of that, let's say this works and what they're doing helps control it, because they're not eradicating the virus or anything.
No.
They're just trying to limit it.
Eradicate?
Dude, I'm talking.
Epiphany? Did you throw in 7 different kinds of smoke today?
He is sick. We need to take him to the hospital.
We're going to have to do a freaking Legions cast today just to give him one win.
if it ends up working, if this helps control it and
slow it down,
which is all we're trying to do.
Yep.
If it ends up working, there's no way to prove this worked. There's no way. It'll just be.
Yeah, you never know what could have been.
Yeah, they'll just be like, it wasn't as bad as what everybody thought. and there's still going to be the bad guys in this situation.
And I totally agree with that 100%. They ran.
Oh, yeah.
You put yourself in harm's way.
I'm not feeling sorry for him. I'm just saying if you're the one that has to make the decision, I realize that you really can't make a good decision here. Not in the eyes of everybody. And I don't understand people that, you know, you see a lot of posters on Facebook and stuff, and I don't understand when people are, they're so sure this is either BS, it's just somebody trying to control us, or the other way, this is the end of the world. It's like, you're so sure? How can you be sure? I don't know who can be sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know. This didn't hit home for me. I was writing this whole thing off.
Yeah.
Right from the start. I was not worried about it. I wasn't really paying attention to it. Cornboy cancels, which that probably is going to get talked about here too. Cornboy cancels the Four Horsemen cancel to attend MuskegeeCon.
Dicks.
And I actually... And this is true. When Pete texted us and told us, I totally thought he was screwing with us.
Yeah.
When he emailed me, I thought you guys put him up to it. I thought you guys were...
So even you thought it was. Yeah.
Until I got
to the end of the email and I was like, there's no haha JKs, LOLs, looking forward to meeting you.
Yeah.
You know?
Nothing. Yeah. And there, in Pete's email or message that he sent us, it didn't say why. And I didn't even think of coronavirus.
Right.
I'm thinking they're just saying, yeah, screw you, haha.
Yeah.
They canceled. And then, like, 2 seconds later, Cornboy himself
messages
the group, and I see it, and I see why, and I'm like, oh, this isn't a joke.
It's real.
Yeah. And then that prompted me to start actually looking up and reading stuff about the other countries and everything else.
Yeah.
And now I'm a little, I have to say, I'm a little more concerned. I'm actually a lot more concerned than I was, because I wasn't concerned at all.
Yeah, it's real. Right. It is real.
You know, and that's, honestly, I'm not really that awful worried, because my parents are already dead. So, you know, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about losing them, so. My daughter's convinced that this was created by China as a population control method, and it got out. So, which I love the fact that that's how her mind works. It got out, Dad.
Did either of you guys watch the Joe Rogan interview with the,
I have.
Yeah, where the guy, I mean, he's.
That's the one that Courtney shared, right?
Yeah.
He's a big brain on this.
Which actually came from Anthony Halseal, a listener of the show. He shared it with me. And then
you showed it to her and then she shared it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and it went typical Courtney fashion. I'm watching it. I'm like, hey, you should check this out. Why do you watch this stupid shit? You always get off on this freaking stuff and you watch the craziest stuff. And then I just leave it playing. And then 10 minutes later, I see her. She slowly picks up the phone. And now she's watching it. And then a day later, she's sharing it. It's typical. That's what happens in my household every time.
And I like how the post was like, hey, I shared this with Steve. I wanted to share it with you, too.
I educated my husband. But he talks about, you know, where these things originate. And pretty much in China, they talk about these markets where everyone goes and gets their food, and there will be a cage with ferrets in it on top, with a cage with chickens on top of that. And these are like two of the, I mean, they're like virus factories apparently. And then when you cross, you know, all this, and then somebody buys it, goes home, cooks it, eats it.
What kind of animal does Lori Hunt currently have?
A ferret.
What kind of animal is Lori Hunt pushing really hard to get?
Chickens.
Okay. I'm just putting it out there.
Lori really wants to come on the podcast, by the way, after listening to the Patreon episode. Maybe that's what we have her on, is to discuss.
So our listeners have no idea who Lori Hunt is.
No, our sound engineer's wife, she, after listening to our last Patreon episode, because I shared it with our friends, she really wants to come on the podcast so we can talk to her animal-loving vegetarian ways. But let's talk about the real issue here, and it's not people dying, it's not the economy taking a dump.
We will, to your point though, Trav.
Yeah.
Obviously, right now we're all in kind of a place where we're like, we think we're overreacting. Make good choices. I mean, don't undo risk if you don't have to. I'm heartbroken that I had to cancel MuskieCon. I'm devastated. I really am.
Yes.
It's going to be a financial burden for me. It's a lot of man hours spent. It's a lot of other people's man hours. It's a lot of logistical stuff that I have to deal with. It was the right thing to do. And it sucks ass.
Yeah, it hurt.
You know? But at the end of the day, there, you know, 7 degrees of separation. There are people that are going to hear this podcast who are going to be negatively affected by the coronavirus. That's just the nature of how this beast is going to work. And we, you know, we sympathize with that. And we hope that you and your family's families are all safe. And
yes,
we hope that we weather this storm. We come out the other end again. Maybe we never get the answer, but at least we know that we can resume normal life. So the wife's going to kill me through is thinking of you guys and everybody else and hoping for the best. So.
Absolutely.
And how we're going to see this really hitting us in the realm of our toy world is we're going to be talking about toy delays, mm-hmm. and also con shutdowns. Right here in this room, Pete is a direct, you know, example of that. And all of a sudden when those dominoes started falling, it got real.
I may just have to invite 25 of my closest friends and charge them all $150 to get into the room, and we'll just wrestle or something.
Yeah,
you know,
get a little tub full of baby oil.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
Jello.
I didn't want to be on the opposite side of the bracket as Steven.
Right.
So, toy delays is coming. Super Sevens put a thing out. They're already saying, you know,
can we be realistic? Super 7, these guys are like, hell yes. All of our mistakes are going to be at least temporarily covered by the coronavirus. Hey, guys, we're sorry. We understand all those derpy eyes that came out. Woman that was doing that had coronavirus. She couldn't see well. It's not our fault. You know? Return policy, there isn't one. Just, you got to deal with it. It was coronavirus.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
We gave you a good head.
So, you know,
I'm just kidding, Super 7. I love you guys.
So, but
by the way, listeners, this is the new Pete. This is the heartfelt. I hope your family doesn't die from coronavirus. Super 7, you guys are great because of people in the Mythic Legion's cabal that called me a bigot and various other hurtful things. I'm going to start being nice to everybody.
Pete does not handle getting bullied very well.
Pete. That's an incorrect statement, okay?
But it's true.
It's not true. Pete does not handle getting bullied very well when he's not allowed to be Pete. That's what you want to bully me all day long, that's fine. As long as I can reciprocate in what is deserved. I wasn't allowed to do that on the Cabal. Rightfully so. And I stopped myself from doing it. Wasn't anybody told me I couldn't.
Right.
I limited myself out of respect for the Cabal and Walter Hagen and the Horsemen and Amy Scott. But I, that's the part that pisses me off. When I have to just, and on top of all of that, I've had to do that in my life. I've had to sit and watch rumors and lies and being attacked on Facebook about stuff in our local with my job. And I've had to keep my mouth shut because it's the right thing to do. That's what pisses me off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you were saying something about Amy Scott getting the coronavirus?
So, the con aspect of this, I am probably signed up for, I was probably signed up for about four or five cons in the Midwest, all canceled or postponed. But really, they're canceled.
How do you? There's no available weekends. That's why it's so hard to plan a con to begin with.
Yeah, Chicago Toy Show. What they ended up saying is they're canceling the spring show. Your money is going towards
the fall show.
The fall show.
Right.
You know, if you want to still, you know, and so that, you know, so I'm like, okay, that's good. But I'm also going, man, is the fall show going to happen? Motor City Comic Con hasn't said anything yet. That's a show that's in May. That's the biggest one in Michigan. They've got a little bit of a window, but it ain't far away from
that show getting canceled. They realistically, we have a... In my opinion, with the size of that show, they've got less than a week's window to see which direction this goes.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have to say something.
Yeah. Well, and the reality of it is I think they're not going to have a choice. A big show like that.
All the stars are going to cancel.
Yeah, the stars are going to cancel. You know, don't.
If you're charging $60 to get in the door and there's no stars, nobody's showing up.
Exactly.
That means vendors that paid $1,200, $1,500 for a booth aren't going to make any money. It's going to be bad news.
Yeah. So, you know, you start to look at this, and if you, I mean, we're not going to go through a list of the cons that have been canceled, but it's pretty crazy. And we're just talking about our area right here.
Tulip City is still on, isn't it?
Currently.
Yeah.
But the, and they're also in that window, too.
First weekend of May.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm going to be shocked if he gets it to actually have a show. I hope he does.
Yeah, me too.
I hope by then we kind of got stuff figured out, but I just don't know if that's going to happen. Well, I actually am in the under the opinion things are going to get worse,
well,
not
yeah,
better.
There's a very small right now in Michigan. Has anyone died?
No, we have confirmed cases, but no one's
we have
died.
Confirmed cases. Nobody's even died yet, and we've done
12
this.
Confirmed cases.
Nope. Okay, in a month
we only have 300 testing kits in the state, so they're not comforting. even testing everybody.
Yeah.
Because they're going, hey, based on signs and symptoms, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
But we have 12 that are actually confirmed by a test.
So where are we going to be when we got 5 dead? Okay.
Yeah.
And that could be a couple weeks down the road.
Yeah.
5 confirmed, you know, this. You think the panic's going to drop? No, the panic's going to go up. And then that's getting closer to Tulip City. You know, I see a whole summer being wiped out.
Our kids are not going back to school. I'm going to tell you that right now. They're not going
back
to school.
I honestly think that there's a good chance PowerCon won't happen. I think there's a good chance San Diego won't happen.
And California's way worse off than we are right now.
Yeah.
That's why my mother-in-law is flying there on Tuesday, because she also doesn't have to work. So the one that's been sharing every fucking goddamn stupid, ridiculous bullshit post all over Facebook is now hopping a fucking plane to California.
Yeah. Yeah. Smart.
I hope she listens to this.
Chances are probably pretty good.
Oh, she's got a plane ride. So.
Yep. All right.
I will say on the personal side of things, this is going to be devastating for my daughter.
Oh yeah.
She's going to miss senior soccer season. There's a good chance she's not going to get to fucking graduate, like have a graduation ceremony.
I
mean, how far are they going to push this?
Daughter is the as soon as they said. As soon as we start talking about spring sports, your daughter is the first person I thought of. And I thought, my God, those kids have worked so hard. I mean, they've been conditioning for...
Right.
Yeah.
Their entire lives for this.
Yes. Their senior years.
Shirts made for senior night and all that stuff, and they're going to lose all of that.
Like my kid Claire, she's not in this play, but the middle school play is doing hairspray. The kids were... They did their dress rehearsal. The next day was the show. They canceled it. The kids put all that work into that play.
Hundreds of hours done. Into rehearsing and doing all that, and they don't get to perform.
And the kid, you know, we got two of them that live behind me that were all in that play. Yeah. Actually, three of them, because they have an exchange student who was in it too. All crying, yeah. You know, because they don't get to go do that play. I mean, it's just, there's going to be things like that right. Time and time again that's, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see. Okay? We'll see. So, what's new with you, Pete?
Those of you that are friends of mine on Facebook, which a lot of you are, a lot of you have transitioned from podcast friends to actual real life friends. My fire department asked for a millage this last Tuesday, and we got it. Hundreds of man hours into that campaign, a lot of heartache and a lot of headache and a lot of myself poured into that, and we got it. And I'm over the moon that now I get to bust my ass to build a fire station, which is absolutely cool. So yeah, that's probably the newest thing right now,
which is awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Yep. We're super excited.
I don't know why it took three or four times, but finally got it.
I can tell you, her name's Marianne Bard, and she's a fat bitch. So had some naysayers in the community, and but we were defeated in November by 21 votes, busted our asses, educated the public. This time came out 1 by 200. So
good job.
That was a huge resounding. We support you. So
huge win.
Yeah. Huge win. So
I love to see that stuff happen.
Yeah. Especially something that important.
Right.
Steven.
Gosh, I've been not up to a whole lot. I've been doing some painting and things and been pretty low key. I don't have much to report.
Nice. Last week we had a little bit of a get together at my house. It was kind of just one of those impromptu things. I was inviting, I had one buddy coming over, Joe Crazy Bill, and I said to him, hey, should I invite a few more people? And
By the way, if you listen to the Patreon episode, you can really see Joe Crazy Bill. He is in love with you.
He does. He loves me. I'm in love with him.
Like, he doesn't, like, hesitate. It's like, who do you want to do this with? Travis. Where do you want to stay? Travis.
Buttle, right in his
Travis.
Buttle.
Yep. Travis.
I also don't know Travis. If you noticed, but he was willing to be a catcher, and no one else said that. Right. So
yeah.
So,
he was the only one that was honest.
That Patreon episode was a ton of fun. And really what happened is we had a toy get together. We all got together. We sat around, talked about toys, looked at customs. You know, everybody got to tour my toy room. I haven't noticed anything gone yet. I'm sure something was stolen. But I had a really good time. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I didn't so much.
Well, Pete unfortunately is working. But the Patreon episode was a riot. It was probably one of the funnest ones for me to go back and listen to because none of us were on it. Vernetta hosted, and she is magical. She did a great job, and I thought helped the flow of that. And we got to get her on in here with us sometime soon.
Or get her off.
Hey. But something I wanted to talk about that I think is pretty important is that was a fun event. We had a good time, right? Did you have a good time, Steve?
Yeah. I always have a good time. I had to leave early. I wasn't there as long. Pete was there shorter the time than I was, and I was there a shorter time than the rest of the people.
Yeah. So let's say like on a Tuesday night of last week, okay, we got together on Sunday. So you got together on Tuesday with a buddy, and they said, hey, have you done anything, you know, what's new in your life? Would you have referenced maybe that, you know, gathering of friends that you got together and talked about toys?
Yeah, you're saying because I didn't have anything to say.
So on POTU, which I'm going to be honest,
where are we going with this?
I'm not a huge fan of POTU from the standpoint of
what?
I know you're shocked by this, but I'm got to be honest with you.
Your fan base are guys like Paul Linz. Like that's not
no,
my style.
No. He's one. He's one in a kind. He's one in a million.
He's one of something.
Okay, so. The content of POTU doesn't really do much for me. I'm not a huge He-Man fan. Okay? Now, it's okay. But the reason why I listen to it is I am a huge Jeremy DeWitt, Stephen Bushotti fan. Okay?
I call bullshit.
I'm a fan of these two guys.
I listen because I have the opportunity to be compensated fiscally while I do it.
That is a fact. I don't know if I would listen if I wasn't getting paid while I listen. Okay, I will agree with that. I usually listen while I'm at work. It just kind of helps the day go by quicker. But as I listen to it, so it's a Tuesday, 2 days after this kind of fun experience. Well, at least what I would call a fun experience. And Jeremy says to Steve, "Hey, you do anything fun this weekend?" And Steve goes, "I went shopping for my daughter's car. Just missed it though. Somebody got that car before me."
Who was I talking to?
Jeremy.
Oh, was Jeremy at your party?
No.
Did you invite Jeremy to the party?
Yeah, Jeremy's in the same group that you are. That where everybody got invited.
Oh, because Jeremy told me he didn't get an invite.
Well, then Jeremy's
a dumbass.
So
I didn't really want to rub it in, sitting across from Jeremy.
Tell Jeremy to quit being a bitch.
Yeah. He wasn't being a bitch.
I didn't get invited.
He wasn't being a bitch at all. I'm just being a considerate friend. Yeah, I had a great time with all the guys over there. Where were you?
Did you?
That's exactly what you should say.
Did he say to you that he didn't get invited?
Well, we talked about it after that. And I'm like, hey,
Wait. So what you're saying now is you talked about it afterwards?
Brought it up to you that he didn't get invited, he's being a bitch.
He didn't bring it up to me. I asked him if he was invited.
And he told you no?
He said, yeah, I don't think so. No, he didn't know anything about it.
We might have to get Jeremy on the phone to get some clarification here.
Yeah, we might.
Let's call him.
Are you indeed a bitch? FaceTime him. No, don't call him. FaceTime him.
Oh, FaceTime would be so much better. Yeah. Might get a chance to catch a little quick peek.
Yeah, a little.
Laura.
Laura's boobs.
It's not that early. He's got to answer, don't he?
He always does. Yeah, unless he's in the shitter. Hey, buddy.
What's up?
We're on the podcast.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Well, that remains to be seen. We're trying to figure out how big of a bitch you are.
How big of a bitch I am?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Jeremy, let me ask you this question. You know, our toy group, on Messenger, it's called, I don't know, Michigan Toy Crew, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
You're familiar with it. You're on there, right?
I am.
Okay. Did you happen to see when I invited everyone to my house last Sunday on there?
No.
All right. So you just missed it.
I guess so.
Okay. So in missing that, did you tell Steven that you didn't get invited to the gathering at my house?
I said I did not get an invite. Yes. There was not a personal invite to Jeremy DeWitt.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
But Jeremy,
you just tested positive for being a bitch.
But I remember it as I asked you if you were invited.
Okay. Yeah, maybe it was that way too. All I know is that I was uninformed that there was a get together.
Okay.
So let me ask you this: if you and Steven you're really attached at the hip, right?
I would say it's more like like popped in the socket. So you know,
attached to the foreskin.
So. Do you think that Steven should say to you...
They're cum-joined twins.
Cum-joined.
That's a good one. Do you think Steven should say to you, hey, buddy, everybody's getting together at Trav's. Are you coming?
Oh, I'm trying to figure out how to answer this without making us both bitches.
Well, you had messaged me, hey, Pete, are you coming down here? And I said, down where? And then you sent me a picture of an outline of a TV show that had my name on it, and I went, oh, shit!
Yeah, that's so. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of thought that maybe, you know, Travis would have done that, but you know, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, it sounds fine.
Yeah.
It's good talking to you, Jeremy.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm good. Like I,
oh, okay.
I don't. I while I wish you got the message, I'm not mad that you didn't. I mean, you know where I put it, where all these other people obviously got the message.
So Pete notoriously doesn't pay attention to that.
True.
Oh,
true.
Okay.
So how did Pete? How did Pete get the message?
Well, see, that's just it. It's like I will go through that thing sometimes, but it's like, you know.
Oh no, Jeremy, I don't blame. I don't
for like 20 minutes. It's like,
Yeah, I don't blame you for that at all. But
I quit reading it after Travis added certain people. So I've made that abundantly clear on more than one occasion.
But I don't. I see Pete.
The addition of me?
No, absolutely not.
I see Pete almost every day. So Pete and I have those conversations in person.
Right.
Yeah.
Except he didn't. He specifically texted me and said, hey, some guys are coming over. Texted right to my phone from his phone. So he can say whatever he wants about, I bumped into. No, he texted me specifically and said, hey, some guys are coming over.
Yeah, I think he texted me specifically too.
Well, guess what? I won't next time.
So. All right, Jeremy.
Okay.
Glad to have you on the show.
Yeah, love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you.
Bye.
So, did that clear anything up for you?
Yeah, Potu is boring as fuck. Hey, Steve, what's new? I hang out with, 15 of my good toy buddy friends. No, I'm not going to talk about that, because why would the listeners care about something fun like that? I didn't get a car.
Wasn't that like just like one sentence of the whole show?
Yeah, that exactly. That's like in essence the whole show.
No. We did all kinds of cool things during that show. How do you like all the play sets we imagined up?
I don't I don't think my phone likes my new Peaky Blinders hat.
You want to open?
Unlock my phone.
Not accurate. The phone knows that hat is a fake.
Fuck you.
Right, see, Trav?
No.
What? Playsets we need? That was fun.
No. That was not fun at all. That was the opposite of fun.
A review on the WWE figures?
I liked that. Except for you and I just did that, so that was a little, but no, that was good. I probably fast-forwarded through a little bit of it, but just because I'd already heard it.
And you haven't listened to the
mini-comic. I haven't got to the best part. I agree with you on that. I haven't got to the best part. I'm just saying, listen, you guys, if you're looking for fun, don't go listen to Potu.
If you're looking for a good quality show between two guys who love each other as much as they love Motu, then you need to go to Podcasters of the Universe. Check it out.
No, and the reality of it is, if you like He-Man, if you really, I shouldn't say that, if you love He-Man, Podcasters of the Universe is great.
If you are interested, if you listen to My Wife Who's Going to Kill Me and you think on a scale of 1 to 10 my funniness is a 6, listen to Potu and then I will become an 8.
Well, all right. You
know, I just texted Jeremy, who I was talking about. He's laughing. So I like having little secrets.
Well, apparently my toy gathering was a secret, so.
Well.
It was fun. While I could be there, it was fun, so.
Toy news? We can do some toy news? We got any toy news?
Yep, everything's canceled. The world's going to end.
Yep.
What are you guys watching?
Oh, man.
I was kidding. That's, obviously, there's no news. I just.
Oh, I was going to answer that.
What are you watching? It's out of order. Fuck it. It's coronavirus time, man. What are you watching, Steve?
1917. Just saw that movie. It's fantastic.
I bet it is.
Guys, got to check it out if you like that sort of thing. It is, I don't know how you couldn't like it. My wife watched it. She liked it. I think Katie and Pork even watched it with us.
They're still together, huh?
Yeah.
You think that's got the distance? You think you can go?
I don't know because Pork is a smarty pants. And he's probably going to get into some fancy college. And we'll see how the college thing, you know, distance. Like that.
I thought you were going to say, and Katie is going to be a bank teller. So that's not.
No.
Not really college material. And I'm like,
Katie's doing good in school. She just has to work a lot harder. Hmm. He's just one of those kids that
a little
just
bit more natural.
4.0, you know, right. he's that kind of kid.
Does he have an idea what he wants to do? Do you
engineer.
Know? Engineer. Good for him.
Yeah.
What about Katie? Does she know?
She really likes something towards the animal field.
Persuasion. So a veterinarian, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Cool.
So, yeah, we'll see. I don't know if it's got the distance. I think that they're, you know, I guess I'm glad that she's hanging out with him because he's a good kid and it could be a lot worse.
Right.
For the time being.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, she could be dating that kid you hated that was in your house.
Right.
Yeah.
And I realistically, though, there's part of me that's kind of like, well, if you're not going to make it, then let him go so Port can get some strange before he goes off to college. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I keep telling to Port, there's other fish in the sea. Yeah. You know, somebody's got to look out for the boy. No one ever looks out for the boy.
Nobody ever looks out for the boy. This society is against him.
Yep. I'm like, you know, don't get one-itis here. There's a million girls out there like my daughter. Dime a dozen.
Wow.
Kate doesn't like it when I say that in front of her. But.
Ouch.
But I always told my kids I'd be honest with them.
Yeah, I did.
Honey, you are mediocre.
I was totally always honest with my kids. When they were babies and people would be like, oh, they're so pretty. I'm like, no, they're not. They're wrinkly looking weirdos.
I've called Piper Sue fatty since the day she was born. I still do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What are you watching, Trav?
Nothing.
He's looking at pictures.
Finish The Outsider. It's amazing. You should check it out.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I've enjoyed it. I'm about halfway through. I've enjoyed it so far.
Oh, you saved my wrestling video.
I did.
How do you not save that?
Hmm?
How do you not save that?
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to come in handy at some point.
Gonna need that.
You know?
Gonna need that.
I can transpose that into a gay porno.
You guys ready for some toy drama? Or do you want to talk about what you're watching, Peter?
I'm not really watching much.
Yeah. Just been busy.
I've been so busy.
Yeah.
Well, things are going to slow down.
Yeah. Especially in Pete's world when he got four kids. All right. You ready for it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we haven't done a good job discussing the drama surrounding the Red Hulk. And so I want to talk about it.
Of course you do.
Target has the exclusive Red Hulk figure. Apparently they're getting three at a time, and that's it.
Okay. Better than the one at a time they were getting that I heard of before.
Yes, true. It's almost like they're manufacturing like this, you know, need to have it. There's a word for that, but I am struggling to find it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And eventually, of course, you'll be able to walk in there.
They're limiting supply to create demand.
Yes. Yep. And eventually you'll walk in there and there'll be six of them on the shelf. I mean, that day will come.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nobody will want them.
But the internet is going crazy.
Okay.
Here's an example. Kyle Michael Pajarito posted in Marvel Legends community, Target did not have any Red Hulks, but had this. And it is a picture of the Juggernaut Wave Rogue figure.
Okay. Good figure. Great figure.
How long ago do you think that figure came out?
2.5, 3 years ago.
No, it hasn't been that long. It's been at least a year and a half, if not two, though.
Yeah, I think two for sure, probably. Yeah. Yep. Do you believe that that was at Target?
Do I believe that that was at Target? Probably not. It might have been. If you told me somebody stumbled upon it at Walgreens, I'd almost believe more.
So, Robinson V. Abidos Jr. says, you think people here are so gullible?
Ooh.
Kyle comes back, says, salty much? I'm not salty, but I hate liars and peeps who seek attention.
Ooh.
Kyle says, how mature of you just to outright call me a liar? Robinson comes back and says, yes, I'm matured, not like a kid who posts pics for attention to get a red Hulk. Chad Benson says, I know it's a joke, but those who do this, have you ever caught heat from the store employees thinking you're taking a figure? Just curious as to how the store reacts to this.
I don't even understand what he's talking about.
What he means?
Because he's accusing this guy of bringing the figure into Target to get a picture of Target as a backdrop.
Okay. Maybe that's not what he did.
Maybe he actually found it on the shelf. Who the fuck cares if he did?
Do you know how many times I've taken pictures of figures and sent them to Travis and been like, hey, look at this.
You're not talking about, he walked into the store with a figure so he could pretend like he found it on the shelf.
Maybe he did.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. But he could have an old picture in his phone, too.
That,
right.
Too. Yep.
Right. And that could be very well, as you know, too. But I think it's petty and stupid, and that's exactly why I'm not in those groups. I would spend my entire day telling those people to take a walk off a pier.
See, I have no problem just not giving a shit and scrolling on by.
Yeah, I do. I really do. When you're as right as I am all of the time, other people need to understand it.
Wow.
You know, and it's one of those things that I just... Here we go again.
Look at this.
Tony Skeladone posted in Marvel Legends community. It's Hulkomania, brother.
Five of them.
And he is holding five Red Hulk figures.
And he's also holding on to the dream that mustache will become real someday.
He looks like he looks like Little Nicky. Doesn't he?
A little bit.
Yeah. I love where you guys went with this. Brian Summers goes,
give me the flash.
Brian Summers goes, I want to talk more about that ponytail.
He has a ponytail? I didn't even see the ponytail. Bring it to it. Bring it to it. Oh, it is a pony. Oh, and it's not even a mustache. It's just shadow. Damn it. Look at that. Yeah, you can put your hands all over those Hulks as long as it's not on my daughter. Keep your hands off my daughter, you creep.
Oh, his hair is pulled back into...
Yeah, like a man bun.
Yeah.
It's a pony nub.
Weird.
I can't wait to read these.
Now I'm seeing a better picture of him. He looks like a... Oh, shit.
So Brian Summer says, I want to talk more about your ponytail. And Tony replies, so does your mom. And he says, probably. She never allowed us to have feminine haircuts as a kid, so I can imagine she wouldn't be a fan of yours either.
But at least they're both firing back and forth. I like that.
Steven Soliday says, is that a child or a 45-year-old man?
Look at this guy. It looks like he can molest himself.
Yeah.
Tony comes back in and says, all are already sold. 45 shipped is all I'm asking. I'll probably have more tomorrow.
Ooh.
So they run $30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 45 shipped is not bad.
No.
I imagine it's a heavy figure.
Brad Price says, is this how Corey Feldman is getting bred these
Corey
days?
Corey Feldman. That's the name I was looking for. Looks like, yep.
Shut up, mouth.
Does look like
Corey Feldman. Mike Girardi says, and one ugly fucking woman holding the loot.
Jesus. These people are brutal. Brutal.
This Steve Rogers, I got to get where he comes in. Oh, I don't know if I got it. Apparently, the Steve Rogers guy is complaining, you know, about what he sold him for.
Captain America?
Yep. Wow. Steve Rogers says, well, good for you. Almost double charged for them. Well, seeing that they were only $29, you're a shining knight.
Yeah.
Yeah, your math sucks. It's not even double with shipping. In fact, it's only a 25% markup, I think. Isn't that how math works?
Tony comes back and goes, hey, Steve.
Half price again, so it's a 50% markup, right?
I ship in a $14 box. Like I said, I made no profit, bro. You all need to chill. Steve Rogers says, 14 for shipping. What are you sending, a Hot Toys?
See, now that guy is just a fucking asshole.
Steve Rogers says, you do know that Target offers $7 shipping, right?
Well, is all shipping the same?
I've never met anybody who has the name Steve and Roger in that order that isn't a fucking douchebag. Mm. Steve and Roger Bisciotti.
Mm. Thanks.
Iron Ox comes in and goes, hey, Tony, this guy is mad for the fact he didn't get one and because he named himself Steve Rogers but looks like Dr. Stuart Prince from The Hangover.
I didn't name myself Steven Roger.
So then it gets better. So Steve Rogers posts a picture of a Hulk figure and says, what was that again? Because he's saying, I have one. And it's a picture of someone holding. You just see a thumb. And
yeah, right. You can't find that somewhere.
So Iron Ox comes back and goes, hey, Steve Rogers, no worries. I have one too. See?
It's the same picture.
It's just the same picture?
Yes.
Oh,
love
so
it.
Good.
Perfect. Good move.
Isn't that just so good? So then someone goes and, of course, searches Steve Rogers in the group and finds him selling a Emma Frost Walgreens exclusive for $35 shipped.
That was a $19.99 figure.
Yes. And
so
says,
that's more of a markup than what he had on the Red Hulk.
He goes, look at this hypocrite.
Nice.
Perfect. Love that.
What did Steve Rogers have to say for himself?
He never came back and replied.
Fucking asshole.
Perfect.
Honestly, as an admin, if I were admin, I would have booted Steve Rogers out of the group for that.
Yeah.
Just because I don't like you. I don't like you.
Miguel Bustamante says, dude, you're going to break your arm. Because he's so frail and he's holding five Red Hulks.
That's heavy. There's no way that's not heavy.
Brian's son says, are you even old enough to purchase these? Gerard Staromano says, save enough pussy for the rest of us.
It's like a Reddit roast me page.
That's exactly it. Oh, man. Philip Torreira is tagging me in that. Thank you, buddy. That's a good one. Richard Garcia said, the only action he'll get. Saul Perez says, this lady is really strong. Oh, it was good. And it kept going. I had to like limit it or else that's all that post. That's all we would talk about. So, you know, that's the Red Hulk drama. You got vibes on it? Do you care? I mean.
No, I don't care personally. I'm not collecting legends. I'm trying to stay away from all of them, even though I've already seen a couple that piqued my interest.
Yeah.
So, no. I the only reason I would get one is for my friends.
Yeah. Yeah, to trade it or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Pete?
Yeah. I mean, if I see it in the store, I'm going to buy it.
Right.
And if I see it in the store, I'm going to buy all of them.
Yeah.
And you can make fun of me. You can call me names. Yeah, I have five Red Hulks and you don't. You can kiss my ass. I don't care.
So. Liz Wharton posted in Midwest Star Wars Fanatics. If anyone is around Cincinnati, the toy department just opened a massive new store just down the strip mall from their original store. It's large, stunning. There was about 200 people waiting to go in. I took some pics. We love our local store owners and want to support them as much as possible. And it's pictures of people waiting in line to get in the store and people standing there. And one of the first comments is Adam Michael Johnson, probably overcharging. They have a store.
Mm.
It's a brick and mortar store.
Yeah.
Yeah, their prices might be a little bit more expensive than eBay.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell?
No.
I mean, people just can't, they can't grasp what things cost.
No, they don't. They're idiots. People are idiots. A lot of people are idiots.
Yeah.
Leon LG Varela posted Marvel Legends community. Marvel Legends was on fire. Girlfriend snagged me at the Dallas Vintage Toys. Thanks, babe. And it is a yellow and brown Daredevil.
No, which are still available at Walgreens.
Yeah, but everybody's going to be mad because it was called a vintage toy. Or because it was at Vintage Toys.
Actually, you know, it didn't go that route. But no? A bunch of people, hey, that's $20 at my Walgreens. Someone said, hey, right now they're $10 at Walgreens.
But why? Yeah. His girlfriend got him a figure that he liked at a vintage toy show.
Exactly.
Shut up.
Yes. He's happy about it. He's just trying to share that he was happy. No. And people just kind of.
If you see happiness, step on it. Squash it. Stomp it out. Ugh. Stamp it out. Get rid of it. Get back to focusing on freaking Corona or something bad.
Yeah, Rick Mulligan said she could have grabbed it from any Walgreens. I think in Dallas, every store has got 3 to 4 of them. M.M. Howard goes, hey, dude, why you kind of kill this man's joy?
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep. You know, this drama stuff sometimes just makes me laugh. Because these people, their concept of what is a big deal and isn't a big deal, and as soon as they get on these spots, they just want to just run people through the mud. And I get it. I mean, trolling is fun, you know, to an extent. I mean, we have a podcast where we're trolling people. And I'm sure if some people knew that we read these on our podcast, they'd get pissed and maybe even throw me out of their group.
Good. I mean, not good. I mean, good. You get pissed. That's what, you know, I'm not here to make you happy. I'm here to make everybody happy by shitting on you.
Rich Kissel said, comic book and comic book nerds are hot. Why is everyone so critical of this, but this gets a pass? And what these same people are critical of is the new Batman outfit and car specifically, which I don't know if you guys have seen the photos or not.
Car, it's like a more like a Mad Max style.
Yeah, it's got
it's like a actual,
it's got a muscle
like a,
car.
Yeah,
kind
like
of
a
Chevelle
or something with like armor on it.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And then what he's saying is getting a pass is, do you guys recognize, do you even know who that is?
No.
It's Taskmaster from the new Black Widow movie.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't look like Taskmaster from the comic.
Okay, I'll tell you the difference why people are getting upset about one and not the other. Very few people know who Taskmaster is. We do.
In the cinematic universe.
Yes, we do.
But everybody knows
the comic
what a Batmobile looks like.
Batman is super iconic, and the Batmobile is super iconic. My mom would recognize Batman. She would not have any idea who Taskmaster is. That's why, you dummy.
Adam Martin said 99% of people don't know what Taskmaster looks like, and the half of the 1% that does thought that was Skeletor or a Power Ranger. The fact that someone posted that makes me really question their intelligence.
Yeah.
That, you know what? I'm going to give Marvel a pass on it because they've done everything right so far. DC has fucked up almost everything they've ever done.
You forgot about Brie Larson.
Yeah, but most people actually were okay with Brie Larson.
I don't think so. They're just too scared to
let
their
opinions
know. Yes, I'm
sorry. You and your friends in the gay community did not like Brie Larson.
They're scared to let their feelings out.
Bradley Edwin posted in Toy Hoarders Anonymous, well, the group's name is Toy Hoarders. Figures were sold, and then there's an edit, because, of course, he had to add in this because he got beat up. Figures were sold to local collectors from my town. I kept one mint and one to open. And it is the Mandalorian 4-inch figure.
Yeah. 3 and 7 okay. Or 4-inch, yep.
Yeah.
For sure.
And he's got a picture of, it looks like 8 of them. Eric Wilson said, seeing stuff like that makes me seriously think about getting out altogether.
Good. Do it. Do not even finish your sentence. Get out. We don't want you in this community. We don't want to hear from you. We don't want to see you. We don't want to sell to you. We don't want to buy from you. We want you out. Go take up woodworking.
Yeah.
And I hope you lose a finger.
Oh, man.
Do you agree, Steven?
Yeah. I don't. Quit being a baby. It is what it is. Some people get lucky. Some people don't.
Yeah. And that's, I'm going to agree totally with you on that.
I've been lucky. I've been unlucky.
But what the other side of it is, doesn't it always come around?
It does.
Yeah, I mean, what figure did you ever miss out on at the store that you actually didn't get?
Like I never ever had a chance at getting?
Yeah.
Because there's some I've missed out at the store and then got my chance and it was later and I'm like, yeah, I don't even really need it.
Yeah. I mean, Pete, have you had anything? Is there anything you've ever been after that you didn't get? That you really were after?
I was trying to get Michelangelo, the 18-inch from, you know, FYE or someplace, but it wasn't like there was people posting that they bought four of them. They were a $120 figure that each store got one, maybe two of. So, I mean, other than that, I was actually calling FYEs and I was pursuing that toy. That's pretty rare for me.
Right.
Because is that Matt? Yep, it should be right there on the counter, bro. Yep.
Pete making sales from the podcast.
Look at that.
No, it's my brother-in-law picking up a charger. Love you, bud. So.
Oh, gotcha. All right, that wraps up Toy Drama. We had a couple people that asked to join the support group.
We did?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
I saw a few recently, but there was no one named.
Yeah. Fake ones.
I don't ever look.
Yeah.
Because I like to be a
surprise. I stumble upon it sometimes.
Sure you do.
To join our support group, you got to answer the questions. Who's your favorite host? Joshua Breitenbach. Pete, he interrupts when it is needed.
Oh.
God damn right.
You know what? I don't even want you to pick me. What's this guy's name?
I don't know. I just deleted it.
Well, we got a... I remember I still owe one, right? Remember? Didn't I write a mistake one on you?
Yeah, I think so. I remember that.
Oh,
yep.
Nope.
I think there was two.
No, because I darkened it.
There's two mistakes.
Nope. Remember because it was light and I darkened it the last time?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, that's a new one.
I don't know about that, but...
You might want to stay over there as I go through a couple more of these. Nathan Kershaw. Intern Cody, admit it, he makes you guys look good.
Yeah, he does. He does. Yeah, he looks really good too. I'll tell you, here's something I was thinking about just the other day as I was driving down the road. If all the women disappeared from the earth, I got dibs on Cody.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yep. Yep, totally.
If Cody disappears from the surf, I got dibs on Sarah. So.
Yeah, I mean, Cody's he's a good-looking kid.
He is. He's very good-looking.
It's kind of funny because I used to have a thing for Matt Rodriguez, but he hasn't aged well since I first met him.
Especially that picture that he posted of the both of you the other day. Where he looked like, you know, the Vulture from the comics. And you looked like the Blob had let himself go.
Come on. Oh, come on.
James Beaver. I like you already, James. Said, my favorite host is Travis.
Oh, man.
But I love all the hosts and guest hosts.
Fuck. With that last one, I just tied it up, Trav.
Oh, really? Yeah. It just got me, huh?
Fucking Beaver.
We're still... Still a ways behind old Steven, aren't we?
Yeah.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It's 11. I'm 11 ahead. You can just glance at it and go 5, 5, 1, 11.
Oh, really? Is that a fact? So you have 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 36. Travis has 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. 36 minus 3 is 11.
Oh, okay.
You're right, water superintendent. Well, you must be essential staff at your job during the coronavirus because you do math. I know how to do numbers.
Shit.
Yep, you big
it's
fucking
because you
dummy.
Don't know how to write on a fucking wall.
Oh, why now don't you who's keep assigning
even?
Blame?
Why don't you keep it even so that you can just look at it at a glance?
Oh, yeah.
But no, it's all freaking skewed and weird looking.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I thought I gave you too much credit. That's where that came from. Glad you're not my employee because I'd be like, hey, that guy's really smart.
I'm glad I'm not base your employee because I'd be making 20 grand less and having to do your fucking job.
Bullshit.
Sorry, folks. Math is hard. Any other ones, Trev?
That was it. I did have one thing I wanted to bring up. The Patreon stuff.
And on Pi Day.
The Patreon stuff we do.
Math people celebrate this day, Steven. And you shit on it. When you can't do simple addition.
Oh, Matthew, any day.
I don't want to throw fuel on the fire at all here, but
okay, cool. Well, no.
But Steve, of course, had to review our last Patreon episode, which in essence, for if you're not a Patreon fan, really what it was we took our 10, 15 friends that know how to read and got the invite to come to my house. And we asked them 5 questions. And one of the questions is, what podcast host is the smartest? Steve was not very happy with how that question was answered. And he posted a post for our podcast victims, and it was so good I felt like I should read it. New Patreon episode is inbound. While preparing it to be uploaded, I learned what makes people think you are smart. Being loud, talking over others, interrupting people, spewing facts whether they are true or not, speaking well, keeping the spotlight on you as much as possible, guttural and nasal congestion noises directly into the mic, speaking everywhere but into the mic, being overly critical of others but not accepting criticism well at all, and number 10, not being able to send out Patreon shirts. You got anything you want to say about that, Steve? Are you pretty happy that it speaks for itself? Or?
I just didn't think that those were, examples of convincing others of intelligence. And as I was listening to who people picked for intelligence, of our 15 friends, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, a certain podcast host who exemplifies those traits came up quite a bit, and it was an eye opener to me. I was like, oh, so that's what you do to make people think you're smart. Basically, you be a blood fucking asshole.
So do you know what you have to do to get every one of your friends to choose to murder you in cold blood and fuck, marry, kill? It's carry yourself the way Steven does. So nobody thinks he's the smartest one, and everybody wants him to die. But here's the deal. I will defend Steven. Steven is one of the smartest people in this room. You want to know why? Because when starting this podcast, he realized that without me, he had nothing. So he brought me in. He's a genius.
So, he is a genius.
He is a genius. So
Steve, you let your wife listen to this.
Yeah.
Did she listen to the whole thing?
Mostly.
Okay, Did she...
She got bored with it at the last couple people.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Did she say that she agreed that Steve comes off smarter? Or, I'm sorry, that Pete comes off smarter?
No.
Okay, because my wife said, oh, yeah, Steve definitely... Or Pete, I'm sorry. Pete definitely comes off smarter out of the three of you. For sure. Like, Heidi had no question in her mind about it. So your wife felt like you were the smartest.
She knows I'm the smartest. She lives with me every day. She sees the kind of decisions I make. And she just knows that, she's lived it.
How many couples wanted to swap with you and Courtney?
I don't remember the number, but I think it was a couple.
Okay. Yeah. When I stopped listening, the McCarthys were ahead of the Bulls by 1.
Yeah, I think you guys won that one. Yeah, yeah.
I can see that. My wife was super flattered. So
super flattered, but also, Steve, I wanted to make sure you knew this. She didn't give a fuck.
No, zero fucks given.
And my wife was very glad that no one wanted to swing with us. She didn't want anything to do with that anyway.
Which is a lie, because your wife wants to fuck me so bad.
Oh. No, I actually asked my wife who she thinks is the smartest in order.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she says she thinks from order of smartest to least smartest, she thinks it's me, Pete, you.
Based on what?
She lives with me.
I understand that. But I mean, call her. Jeremy DeWitter right now and ask her why.
Explain okay. why I'm smarter.
Right. We'd like to know why Steve is the smartest podcast.
I hope this audio comes off okay, because if when we had Jeremy on for about 5 minutes, him being a bitch, I wonder if anybody could hear him talking.
Right. I think so. I heard it in my.
You could hear
it? Yeah, I could hear it.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Good.
Steve did a good job lying. Now, the FaceTime wasn't as good because he was looking at the ceiling, but he made sure the audio quality was there, which was the most important. Again, no, another reason that Steve is the smartest.
Steve, will you make sure that you FaceTime her as well? I mean,
why?
Because she's got boobs. And they're huge.
Didn't we talk about this with Jeremy?
And they're like perfectly shaped.
Can you? Are you available for FaceTime right now, Courtney?
No.
What?
We don't need you on FaceTime. You are being recorded. You're on the show.
Hi, Courtney. Okay.
Hey.
Now, what's the question for her?
Pete worded. I think Pete worded the best way.
Steve informed us that after listening to the most recent Patreon episode, you ranked the smartest host, Steven, and then Peter, and then Travis.
Is that right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, I think so.
I was just curious, could you shed some light on that? Would you be willing to kind of back up your statement?
Of why I ranked everybody that way?
Yes. And be hurtful if you have to, Courtney. It's okay. You're safe here.
Okay. Well, I think, I mean, this, you guys might think this is crazy, but in my world, actually, Steve is probably one of the smartest people I know. Not so much with spelling, but he's like super logical and actually pretty analytical, especially with his job having to do like tons of math and all of that kind of stuff.
He actually just demonstrated not 5 minutes ago how good he was at math, Courtney.
Yeah. Well, you see,
you don't got it. Do not, please, do not go through the big story to explain this.
I'll explain it to you later, baby.
Okay. But I mean, the test that he has to pass to get the licenses that he has, it just blows my mind the stuff that you have to know to be able to do that. So
totally get that. I agree 100%.
And even though Steve didn't graduate from college, I mean, I agree with him that you don't really necessarily need a degree to be able to be super smart. It's just a piece of paper.
True.
So, anyways, I don't know. I mean, Steve is very logical about stuff. He thinks things through. He does tons and tons of research about stuff when he has questions about different things. And so usually when he talks about different topics, he has a lot of knowledge about that topic because he's done his homework. So that's kind of why I thought he was the smartest.
Okay, now why are the other two guys dumb?
I don't think they're dumb. God, now you're putting me on the spot. And I feel like kind of weird. Well, everybody knows that Travis can't read. I don't think Travis is stupid or anything.
He's just obviously dumber than Steve and I.
Well, I mean, he's very business-minded and that sort of thing. He is better at planning things when he follows through.
Oh, that's a shot.
And Pete definitely has like very good relations with like people in the community, and he's kind of like a go-to person, and can build really good relationships with people, and because he's outgoing and that sort of thing. And so I think he's very like knowledgeable. I mean, all of you guys are knowledgeable about your jobs. You have to be when you've been doing it for as long as we all have. So,
Courtney, will you tell everybody how long you and I have been doing it?
Oh, geez.
Wait, I phrased that wrong. That came out funny. Will you tell everybody how long we've been having sex?
You would probably have to answer that because it's in your mind.
And it's so good. You have no idea how filthy of a slut you really could be, Courtney. Well, thank you so much, Courtney. We appreciate it. We sorry we put you on the spot, but I do agree that Steven is smart.
I'm gonna sum it up. I'm smart because I'm logical and intelligent, and I do a lot of research. Pete's full of shit and can make people think he knows stuff. That's why he's good in the community.
Goddamn
and
right.
Travis is illiterate.
Yeah, that's basically that's, it. Okay. Yeah.
That is pretty All much right. it.
All right, thanks, baby. I'll see you later.
I have had some... what's really funny is I think about both your guys' wives. I have said terrible things to both of them. As far as like sexual references, and I don't foresee that stopping anytime soon. But I have, in both cases, I have had some of the deepest conversations with the both of them, just, life and work in society. And they both can really hold up their end of a conversation. I've really enjoyed, becoming close friends with you guys and getting to know them better over the course of time, as perverted as I can be.
Interesting. All right.
Thanks, UPS guy.
Wow.
I had to come back hardcore because last episode, little weak.
Was it?
It was. Yeah.
Who said it again?
Steve did.
So. Well, I don't.
He was like, "Appreciate you, FedEx lady." I'm like, "That's not how it goes."
But, and now everybody knows I wouldn't have said lady.
What do you got, true. Pete?
Nothing. I haven't bought a thing in weeks. I take that back. I got 4 new sets of dice for today.
Nice.
And in this really cool rolled up leather scroll. And when you unroll it, it's a dice rolling mat, and it has a zipper pouch that holds 2 sets of dice. It's sweet. And
Steven.
Realistically, I bought 4 new sets of dice for today, and I'm going to roll my metal dice that I've had for months.
Of course. Steven.
I didn't get anything new, but I brought in a couple of repainted custom heads.
And they are awesome. Not even custom heads, but...
Well, he totally Jim Preziosi's to me, and just they've been back to me the whole time. I haven't had a chance to see him. So he totally four-horsed me. So...
You just been looking at their butts the whole time.
I have. That is really...
That's in the works.
That's amazing.
And you remember that's what it looked like, right?
I remembered it was red, yes.
It's basically their Torgon heads, Torgon Redfin from Mythic Legions.
And you did the detail in the beard. This is 100% cut stock. This one is...
No, I painted the beard blonde. That's just one coat, though.
Okay.
It's totally not done. This is what it's going to look like when I'm done.
Okay, It was a red beard, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, it was a red beard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't know why you didn't paint the back. You're so fucking lazy.
Damn.
Steve, these are incredible. I mean, these are very, very well done. The way you brought out the detail in all the braids, the war paint is amazing. It's very, what's that movie with Mel Gibson? The Postman?
Yeah, that's what it's going for. Yeah. Braveheart.
Did you say the Postman?
Postman. Great movie, though. Mercury.
It's actually Kevin Costner, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, I was definitely thinking like Braveheart. I'm like, I gotta put some blue on him. I've seen other people do it.
The missing
like
teeth
it.
Is a cool little
blacked
feature.
Blacked out his teeth.
Some
of his teeth.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's. You know, Steve, I do. I take every opportunity I can to shit on you, but when you do this kind of stuff, I just can't. This is really amazing, man.
I am just super excited that Steve has got back into the game,
dude. I'm telling you right now. It has been awesome to watch the people in our group push each other. If you go back to some of the great paintwork that Steven did, and then Joe Crazy Bill and Chris Middlecamp and these guys, the way they push each other, without pushing each other, but even just talking technique and swapping recipes and the way that they inadvertently all make each other better, I mean, that there's some amazing paintwork on those figures. I'm actually a little bit, I wanted to talk a little bit more about I'm not sure which body I like the head on better because we've got a barbarian, so a standard 6-inch, and we've got a dwarf size.
The barbarian builder.
The barbarian. It looks amazing on the barbarian builder.
And I've got Torgon's head, the blonde head, but I actually like them both. I've been swapping them back and forth, and I don't know which one I like where. Because when I'm using the stock Torgon body, and I really like the brown-haired one.
That's going to be fucking amazing right there. That's going to be my favorite. Yeah, that head on that with that armor, that's awesome.
Which one of these is mine? That's what I want to know.
Both of them. Yeah, both heads are yours.
Right.
This is the one I'm working on for me. Which will look like this when I'm done.
When
I'm
said
a
I love
guy.
When I said I love that Steve is back in, this is why.
Right.
I wish I had your disposable talent. I wish I had your disposable income. You know, to be able to just so.
Yeah.
Hey, what'd you do this week, Trav? I spent $800 on heads and paint, and I just handed them to people, and then they handed them back to me, and now I have awesome shit.
I didn't know if you'd like the blue.
I love it. Absolutely love it. You absolutely killed it.
Yeah, it's a crush. Because
I put blue. Well, yeah, that's the war paint. I used blue color on one side of his face.
No, dude, it's so good. It's so good. And I think I'm going to put it on that body just like you did.
It's perfect. Yeah. Dude, it's, you know.
Oh, so good.
And again, you can't talk about this stuff without going, fuck you, horseman. This is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you've encouraged people to do and the stuff, the fodder that you've given people to create these figures with. And, man, kudos to the creative people, the talented people that are off and running. And
yeah,
it's just awesome.
It is so
awesome. I just recently got, you know, 10 cases of Mythic Legions into the shop, and I'm excited to get them opened and get cracking. So,
start doing some LBCs.
LBCs. Pete, why is that orc hat on that Faunus body? Because I fucking could, bitch. I'm going to be like Jeremy Garrard up in this motherfucker. Like Glenn LaGuardia.
Wish we had Cody's camera set up. We could show these people what these look like.
Yeah. Cody's at home, sleeping.
Slacker.
Because Steven never told him about the podcast.
Oh, come on. You guys didn't either.
You posted in the wrong group.
Yeah, but you could look at that and go, did Steve post in the right group? And we better show Cody.
So I think what you're implying is you could have invited Jeremy to my get-together last week, too, is what you're implying.
Oh, damn.
I do share the responsibility.
God, we're going to trip over all these balls he keeps dropping.
There's your knife holder from
you're the worst juggler
it
ever.
Holds a sword, too, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's got to. Sword's just as wide. That's beautiful. I didn't really bring anything in. I just took a picture because we've already discussed them, but I was lucky enough. My Action Figure Customs, Mr. Post, has been selling off some of his stock of figures. And pretty much what happens is he posts in the Cabal. He posts on his group, My Action Figure Customs group, that he's posted some figures, and you could jump on and get them. And his prices are really good. You know, don't get me wrong. You're not paying horseman prices, but it isn't much of a markup. He's not making a ton of money off these, and some of the figures are some really nice figures. He's real close to market value, but I'd say a little bit below. So I was able to pick up some ones that I love.
Fury Orc and a Templar Knight and
Clavius.
And I never remember what this one is, the blue.
Joran Runeshaper. Yep. So, I mean, some figures that I really love and was glad I was able to pick up because they're nice. Yeah. That's for Legion's Cast. Yeah, so snagged onto those and pretty happy with them. So, that's it for me.
You guys reading anything?
Please.
You haven't started that book I gave you yet?
Do you like your head?
I do.
There.
I love head. But I can read while I'm getting a blowjob.
All right, we're doing a little special Patreon gift today. I got a little package of toys I'm putting together. I'm gonna send it out to the winner. It was real simple. We've got a separate Facebook group for any of our Patreon supporters. We put, you know, obviously specific content in there for them. And today, we're giving away our toys today. Comments here on your favorite part of the Patreon platform and why, and we'll randomly pick a winner from the contest. And there is 30 comments on here. that I imagine some of them are going to be very, very entertaining. Would you guys, do you think I should read those?
I think we should, but I have to pee really bad. So I'm going to pee.
Oh, really? I think you should read some.
All right. Well, then here we go. All right. So pretty much simple, you know, why, what do you enjoy from our platform? Anthony Houseel, your real stories allows us to see what you guys are really like. David Bond, getting to support something my friends love to do. Man, that is a fact.
Yep.
Alexander Deshaw, I like how real you guys are. You bust each other's chops, yet I feel like you'd all would have each other's backs if anything happened to one of you.
We'll find out when the coronavirus hits real bad.
Yeah. Nate Strong, it's like gawking for my ears. I can't help but listen to your hilarious personal stories. John Caulfield, I like the behind-the-scenes stuff the best, like last week's live video from Travis while you were all setting up. It just gives us a small glimpse into your real lives without being intrusive. The bonus episodes are, of course, always fantastic. Ben Talmadge said, I'll second what David said. Don't put me in the drawing, though. I don't want Steve's used butt toys.
I commented on that, too. I thought it was a pretty good one.
Your comment was, your hands are my used butt toys.
Well played, sir.
Kerwin, love supporting you guys and waiting for the Patreon exclusive nudes. Mike Smith, even though I know you guys, it's always fun to listen to you. Motu Matt, I like to patronize what I consume. We appreciate that.
You certainly do.
Christopher Kelly said, oh man, there are three big reasons. Firmly believe in supporting the things you really enjoy, and for the last several years, your show has been my favorite podcast. Two, more content. I listen on my commute and in the office. When there is a new Patreon episode, there is another bonus day of enjoyment there. Lastly, the Patreon platform allows you guys to be totally unfiltered. That's probably the best part.
Fuckity fuck shit.
Very true. Alex Torres, knowing that just because you collect and have toys doesn't mean you're some young nerdy kid like Ben or some old balding man like Kyle that that you live in your mom's basement or alone looking at a weird hot tub fetish porn, Travis, or some huge fat guy that eats Little Debbie cakes all day long reading comic books, Pete. With Patreon, it shows that we are all normal people with normal jobs and families that like collecting and talking about toys. I like supporting that. Love you guys. Keep up the good work. Lance Ginn, the further off the cuff banner and shit talking just feels like I'm hanging with the boys. And I look forward to letting go of whatever BS I have going on and listen to a bunch of old, fat, nerdy gas bags just like myself rant and ramble about their everyday life junk.
You're in good company, man.
Bash the asshats on Facebook that just like to get pissy or just stir the pot unnecessarily and sprinkle in just the right amount of toy and comic-related geekdom. Keep doing the crap you do. You're doing it right, or it could be wrong. I don't know. It's hella entertaining, though. Thank you, Lance. Derek Ayers, my favorite part of the Patreon platform is after every time I listen to a new upload, I feel like I need to be doused with holy water and burned at the stake. Keep up the good
Me
work.
Too.
Andre Kilman. Oh, golly. Here we go. The wives, let's face it, the greatest joy any of us has comes from our significant others, whether it's from making them miserable, making them come, or making them come so we don't feel bad about making them miserable later. Pulling back the curtain to show the real of how our hobbies accentuate our real lives is always my favorite part. Right on, buddy. Tim Sawyer, Heidi, enough said. Dustin Yoke, your Patreon is like the infomercial that actually delivers. Bigger, better, double the laughs, triple the X factor. But wait, there's more. This offer also comes with the guys' greatest hits, the Lost Wives episode, plus intimate details about their sex lives that you never knew you wanted to hear for as little as $1 a month. All of this can be yours. Call today and don't miss out on this great low offer.
That's awesome.
Martin Layton, I'm just here for the T-shirt.
We appreciate your honesty.
Kyle Moore, I enjoy sharing the bonus stuff with my friends at the retirement home. The look of shock and horror on their faces is worth the $5 a month. Plus, they don't remember the previous visit, so it's like Christmas every time. Be secure in the knowledge that if Corona doesn't get them, Pop Rocks will.
That's very good.
Jennifer Sykes, I love everything about it. I just can't pick one reason. Scott Wiles, best part would be the behind-the-scenes stuff. That and the interviews with fans are great. Eric Bertram, the Spence. I assume at some point you guys will be in.
What's indicted. Really funny is it's indicted, and you're a cop, and you don't know that fucking term. Like, that's pathetic.
Indicted for some sort of crime against humanity. As a supporter, I'll be considered an accomplice. Bob Rieger, the Patreon episodes are awesome. No holds barred. The hosts and guests can tell any insight, opinion, and funny-ass story they want. Truly entertaining. Luke Kulikamp, I love listening with my daughters so they know what closeted heterosexuals sound like. Len LaGuardia, I'm just here for the sexy talk.
Well,
and Vernetta.
Came to the right place.
Robert Cookie, my favorite part is getting free shit for being a Patreon member. Jim Sargent, I was once on the fence about joining. Then the Pete response was posted, and I had to join. Only listened to a few and seriously questioned my decision after I listened to the Pop Rock story. But I'm glad Patreon has allowed you to replace the pink iPod. I do like the support the groups I get entertainment from. Keep them going, too. Michael Redding, the parenting tips from Travis Bowles. I have another story to tell on Patreon that I cannot wait to tell you two. It is gold. Justin Morgan, I recently joined the Patreon so I could hear Pete's response to Transgate. My favorite parts will have to include the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast as well. I love Pete's wit, the way he says so after making a point, and it's hilarious when he asks a question and everyone answers, but nobody asks Pete what he thinks. The stories from Travis Bowles' house have almost caused me to wreck while driving and listening. Travis does a great job of keeping the episodes flowing along as he always sounds excited to be podcasting. My favorite Steven features are the Through Steve's Eyes, and some of his epic rants about movies are absolutely broadcasting brilliance. Love you guys, and I hope I win something, although I really don't deserve anything because I'm only a $1 for 1 month now. Chris Middlecamp, Pop Rocks. The big gift. Joe Crazy Bill, I like toys. Mike Wells, for me, it's like going to the movie theater, which is featuring my three favorite shows. One, Legion's Cast, rated PG, Mythic Legion's news and figure reviews for all audiences. Two, My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast, rated R, hilarious jabs and jokes, toy news and drama, special guest interviews. It's a great time. A little farther down the hall, tucked away in the back, is the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me Patreon, rated X, full of dudes in trench coats watching porn on the big screen. My favorite platform by far. Real life, uncensored tales of debauchery and the pursuits of dubious pleasures. Never have I laughed so hard or said what the fuck out loud as I listen. I need more. Cody Pierce said the Patreon episodes are always hilarious. All right, so
I'm glad you read that. That was a pretty good advertisement for Patreon.
Yeah, no shit.
It was. And now to reward those people, I am going to just kind of flick through this and pick one of those comments, and that person's going to get a little surprise box from me. And it is Dustin Yoke.
Aw, yeah.
This is one of those times where writing as much as you possibly could. Right.
Yes.
If you write it in Cyclopedia.
It's yeah. The whole page. Right.
Yeah.
With a meme.
You have to swipe your finger five times to get past.
Throw what Dustin wrote. All right. So perfect, Dustin. I'm going to get with you. I'll get your address, buddy. And I will get you a little prize box headed your way just to say thanks for supporting us. And we really appreciate it. The Patreon is a great, great little piece of fun for us. And I think it's kind of helped make podcasting even more enjoyable for us.
Yeah, definitely. And I think for the end user, too, you know, we've had a lot of compliments on, you know, the improvement of sound quality and that kind of thing. And, you know.
So. Yeah. That's a great
idea.
We're
making strides.
We are.
Right.
I would say so.
I'm so glad Steven came up with that.
All right. I also threw out in the support group, I said, we're podcasting at 9. You got any questions, comments for the boys?
Oh, okay.
And this will be how we wrap it up today.
All right. This is it.
All right. Anthony Halseal, if Mythic Legions didn't exist, what would be your number one toy line? Peter.
I mean, if you're trading out Mythic Legions, you're talking about something that's currently being produced. I think it, you know, I mean, realistically, it'd probably be Marvel Legends would be the, that would be the coolest thing because the constant waves coming out and new figures and tie into all the cinematic universe. And I'd have to say it'd probably be Legions, or excuse me, Legends. I think Legions is taking the wind out of that sail for a lot of us. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I mean, obviously the turtle stuff, but I'm gonna collect that regardless.
I'm right there with you, Pete. If it's not Legions for me, it's Legends.
Right.
There is some great toy lines out there, but Legends would be my number two for sure. It's amazing how that gap has gotten much bigger, though. Right. Much bigger.
Right. In our world, Legends is the only thing pumping out as many figures and as many variety as what Legions is.
Yeah, for sure.
So Legends is what I've kind of gotten out of, but if I've gotten out of it, that means it was probably lowest on the totem pole anyways.
Yep.
So, I mean, of course, my number one would be Masters of the Universe, whatever's coming out for Masters of the Universe. Trying to think of something. I could tell you this. I can tell you that because of Mythic Legions, I'm not as much into the Tot Toys, and I'm not as much into the
Star Wars
Black Series stuff. And I don't know if that has to do with Mythic Legions or if it has to do with my
Jedi,
with the last trilogy,
yeah,
as a whole. You know, a lot of those figures of people, those characters, I just don't really care.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't own a Rose Tico. I was almost complete.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you know, I don't. there's this General Holdo. I don't have a General Holdo. I don't have a there's a couple Finns I don't have. There's, you know, there's just a lot of characters that I just don't even care about. And so yeah.
So what if the He-Man movie that's never produced comes out and it's pure trash? That isn't gonna stifle your love for He-Man. But
no.
But would you maybe then not buy the figures from that movie?
I might not buy the figures from the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it might have the same effect for you.
Yeah, except if it's trash, I think those figures of the movie are going to be a very small part of He-Man.
Very true.
So yeah,
very true.
No, I mean, He-Man has gone this far without pretty much a movie. I mean, we got the 87 movie, but that was kind of an afterthought. So, you know, He-Man's not based on a movie. Star Wars is based on movies.
True.
They were movies
very true.
First.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
True. Yep.
And so it's very much about pulling those characters off the screen and into your hands, where I think He-Man is the opposite. It's about pulling those characters out of your hands and onto the screen.
Yeah, true. Ben says, when you guys die from the coronavirus, who will take up the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me mantle?
I'll do it.
You're in. All right.
No one.
I would probably agree with that.
No one's going to do this shit.
Pete, you got an opinion on that? Or?
In regards to what?
Freaking question.
I got a work text. I was reading a text.
When you guys die from coronavirus, who will take up the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me mantle?
Oh, I mean, at the end of the day, who can?
There's no other, as far as I know, there is no other toy nerd based podcast that does what we do.
Yeah, not saying that it isn't out there, but
I don't know about it.
Yeah.
If anybody's going to fill my holes, both with my wife and in the podcast, I'd want it to be Andre Kelman. So, because she deserves that kind of dick after having me all these years.
It's funny because no one even asked about, you know, anybody screwing your wife. You just had to put that in there.
I love Andre Kelman.
I got it.
Like, I think I've made that abundantly clear on more than one occasion.
Tim Sawyer said, Ben, old man.
In fact, I wouldn't have to die to let him as long as I could watch.
Old man Kyle and Scoot Show. I'd listen to that.
Who said that?
I would listen to that.
Tim Sawyer. He said,
yeah, see, every now and again, Tim Sawyer does something stupid like that, you know?
I'd listen to that, too. That'd be kind of fun. Gramps and Gramps and his kid. John Clawfield said, save us from the misery of reality. We need you guys in your podcast now more than ever. I'm thinking a lot of pre-orders will get delayed now being of the coronavirus. No biggie in the grand scheme of things, but as a toy collector, this will hit hard for a while.
It will.
Yeah, I totally agree.
But, you know, I don't know. It'll make us enjoy the things we have.
Alex Dora says, who passed the Patreon screening process?
What does he mean?
I think he means in reference to the questions that we asked. Who?
Oh, there was no screen. If you were at that party, you got asked those questions.
Yeah. I think he's implying more about, like, who's going to be the swinging couple with the bowls is probably. Or...
Yeah. Who is it?
I asked my wife. She said nobody.
Really?
Yep. No. Thomas Ryberg says, if I would start a fake Facebook account, which one of you guys should I defend? Seems popular nowadays, so one more can't hurt.
Well, Travis really doesn't say anything that needs defending.
Well, and I think Travis is the only one not really involved in that.
Yeah, I didn't go out and make my own page like you two.
Yeah, like I've got time for that.
Tim Sawyer, what happened to the pre-podcast breakfast pizza? Why is Steven a cheap bastard?
I'm not a cheap bastard.
Would you describe him as a cheap bastard?
Steve?
Yeah.
Yes. Very much so.
I brought you guys.
So the insight on breakfast pizza is it doesn't happen unless I order it. So, hi, Wes. How you doing, buddy? My DM is here. It looks like he's talking to Zach out at the cash register. I'm super excited about today. I can't wait. Fucking owlbears, here I come. So
now I brought you guys grand finale, two grand finale pizzas one night when we were having all the buddies.
Nobody ate it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Why don't you explain what's on a grand finale pizza to the listeners?
It is obviously it's pizza with cheese and it is green peppers. Okay. It is bacon. It is sausage. It is.
Bye, buddy.
Salami.
Okay.
And that's all I can think of right now. Pepperoni, obviously. Yeah.
How long have you known me?
I brought you fucking pepperoni too.
Yeah. Okay, so you didn't bring two grand finale pizzas. You brought a grand finale and a pepperoni.
I brought Northside Pub, the best pizza in the world around here.
Yeah, and then you also brought lies to the show this morning. I bought you guys two grand finale pizzas. No, you didn't. You bought a grand finale pizza and a pepperoni pizza because I don't eat what's on the grand finale.
Yeah, so he's being critical of me of taking care of his freaking dietary needs.
You're being critical of my Peaky Blinders hat because you're a dick.
That's accurate.
Right. It is accurate that you're a dick.
It's not a Peaky Blinders hat.
Right. It's 100% accurate that you're a dick.
Dustin Yoke says, bittersweet week for Pete. Congrats. I was happy to hear folks voted correctly, and you'll be getting a new firehouse. Much deserved. Sorry the MuskieCon had to cancel, though. That had to be a bummer. Steven was glad it was canceled. Can you believe that?
Yeah, he's a dick.
What a shady friend.
Steven's glad it was canceled because he was terrified that I wasn't going to treat the Four Horsemen appropriately. Apparently that was a huge topic of discussion after I left at your house on Saturday. Jeremy wasn't there because he's a bitch. Steve was really afraid that I was not going to roll out the appropriate red carpet and they would never want to be friends with us or come back because of how poorly I treated them based off of one HDMI cable incident with Guillermo Olivo last year. So Steve was worried as hell. Like people came to me were like, hey, Steve was saying this shit at Travis's house. Like he's worried that you're gonna fuck this up with the horsemen.
People came.
And I was like, what do you mean? Like place all their figures backwards in their booth? What do you mean fuck it up for them? So Steve is relieved that the MuskieCon got canceled because he was terrified that I was gonna jeopardize his future relationship with the horsemen. So all is well, Steven. You can rest easy, bud. So all the people that came to me and told me about it, dude.
All the people? Yep. Who are these people?
Every one of them.
Who are these people?
I'm not going to dime out. I'm not a bitch like Jeremy.
I don't know who these people are.
Every one of them.
How many people are there? Are these?
I said every one of them.
One. There's one.
Every one of them.
Okay.
That's what I said.
There's one. And who the fuck is saying this shit?
We'll talk about it off air. It's not fair to do it on the. I don't want to talk about Jeremy being a bitch.
All right.
Admir Akbar, speaking of Steven, how much money for some of Mr. Steven's beard hair?
I don't know how much you want to pay. I just flushed them down the sink a couple days ago. Now he's making me itch.
Just talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That wraps it up.
That wraps it up.
Join Patreon. I want to. We need to do like an advertisement, like the old school Chris Farley and Adam Sandler, that skit called The Hurley He Boy. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that or not.
No.
Okay. You have to look that up. I just want to water your plants.
He just wants to water your plants.
I'm just going to sleep in your bed.
But just let him sleep in your bed.
Just pay $1 for Patreon. Good times to be had by all here on the Boy Who's Gonna Kill Me podcast, episode number 172. We think Steve's in charge of that. He's also demonstrated how shitty he is at math here on Pi Day 3.14, March 14th. The ski con's canceled. That sucks serious ass. But at least I didn't shit the bed with the horsemen by screwing their whole weekend up. So Steve can rest easy.
For your host, Steven Bisciotti.
Con schedule coming up. There isn't any because we're all going to die. For your host, Steven Bisciotti, co-host Travis Bowles, I am Pete McCarthy. And until next time, I will see you guys inside the yawning portal of Waterdeep as I attempt to slay the owlbear as Twaybor Inquisitor, the human fighter.
That's it?
That's it.
Supposed to say toy aisle.
No, I did.
I don't stop recording till you say toy aisle.
I did the D&D end instead because I'm D&D in it today.
Oh.
Yeah. Till next time, we'll see you motherfuckers in the toy aisle.